as details of a proposed ceasefire in the war in Gaza begin to emerge. Edit Ohel says she hopes it will save her son, who was taken hostage by Hamas.
Alon has been in the tunnels, 40 meters under the ground, for more than 630 days. His injury is life-threatening.
She says she's been praying that both sides will agree to President Donald Trump's proposals. For now,
he's so near. It's 4-hour drive, and I can see him, and I can't do this. I can't pass the border. I can't go into Gaza and save him.
The efforts to reach a truce are unfolding in the wake of powerful Israeli and American strikes on nuclear sites in Iran, which has long supported Hamas. And just days before, Trump is scheduled to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Washington. I'm Lisa Dwyer.